Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
All cats go to hell. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
On June 13th, 1233, Pope Gregory IX dropped some pretty crazy information, even for the 13th century. Gregory officially issued the Vox in Rama, an official papal decree declaring that Satan was half cat and sometimes took the form of a cat during satanic masses. Gregory had become pope just 6 years before the anti-cat decree and started his papacy off right, by expanding the already brutal Inquisition into all of Germany. He also amped up crusades and regularized the violent persecution of heretics. He could do this because he was remarkably skillful with the law. Some say he was a lawyer before he really got into the Catholic game, but I couldn't find a ton of concrete proof on that. So Pope Gregory was really obsessed with getting rid of cats, especially black cats. Cats were brought to Europe from Egypt by the Romans and were pretty well liked at the time. I mean, probably because they were useful to people for killing rodents. But then Pope Gregory comes in, declared cats as instruments of Satan, and set all of medieval Europe on a gigantic cat purge, particularly black cats, which again were thought of being as even worse, super, super Satanish. Medieval people were also very superstitious, though, so they really went with it, especially if your pope is saying you gotta do it and it is evil. Here's what Gregory said about cats. Some kiss this creature on the hindquarters and some on the mouth. They receive the tongue and saliva of the beast inside their mouths. Sometimes it appears unduly large and sometimes equivalent to a goose or a duck, and sometimes it even assumes the size of an oven. At length, when the novice has come forward, he is met by a man of wondrous pallor who has black eyes and is so emaciated and thin that since his flesh has been wasted, seems to have remaining only skin drawn over bone. The novice kisses him and feels cold, like ice, and after the kiss, the memory of the Catholic faith totally disappears from his heart. Afterwards, they sit down to a meal, and when they have arisen from it, the certain statue, which is usually in a set of this kind, a black cat descends backwards, with its tail erect. First the novice, then the master, then each one of the other, who are worthy and perfect, kiss the cat on his buttocks. Then each return to his place, and speaking certain responses, they incline their head towards the cat. Forgive us, says the master, and the one next to him repeats this, a third responding, we know, master, a fourth says, and we must obey. So the first part is kind of a ritual carried out by a satanic sect, as reported by an overzealous inquisitor named Conrad van Marsberg. But really, then they just kiss the cat's ass and reinforce like a kind of sexy Satan convergence? I don't know, but let's take a little break. So everyone was really into this. Everyone was very seduced by Pope Gregory IX's anti-catness, and Europe started killing sweet little cats. 79 medieval cats were mysteriously slain in Cambridge, England. People in medieval Belgium had a festival called Cat and Stow It, where they throw cats from the belfry tower to symbolize the killing of evil spirits. It was also a pretty big drinking holiday because, of course, it was. This is medieval Europe. When it came to Catholic prosecution of animals, goats were out and cats were in. But karma is a bitch. Europe killed off a bunch of cats, but in 1347, a little thing called the Black Plague came along, which was carried by rats and other vermin. Pretty bad that there were no cats to stave it off. And if there had been, maybe we'd have something different written in history books. And if there had been, maybe we'd have something different written in history books. But that's not where the cat persecution ends. Pope Innocent the 13th came to power in the late 1400s during the throes of witch crusades in Western Europe. Because a cat was one of the main identifiers of a witch, the church made it official, and not just damned, not just bad, not just throw away cats, but formally excommunicating cats. The entire species. Cats burning and other forms of cat hating have survived centuries since. It's been suggested that the small black cat population in Europe today is a direct result of that breed being deemed particularly devil-like. But cats breed quickly, they know how to survive on their own, and are hard to catch. You can't keep a good cat down. I know that because I have one that's 4,000 years old right in my living room.
I feel like this really set a precedent for cats being connected to bad luck.
Yeah.
Satan.
Totally.
Evil. And so I guess Pope Gregory has made his mark regardless of how times have changed.
Yeah. I mean, even when I was volunteering at a cat rescue in Burbank, you couldn't adopt black cats around Halloween. They just would not. They like put a ban on adopting black cats because they didn't trust that people weren't going to like take them and use them for whatever, which feels a little like satanic panicky to me, but it shows how much this permeated our culture now in America, even. I don't know. I mean,
do you want to let us know any other like, charitable things you've done? I didn't know that we were just listing off charitable things we were doing.
I am a great person. I'm very kind. Did I say that I was kind?